Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. Today I'm speaking with Jim Wilson about his new course, Android 4.0 New Features. Jim is the president of JW Hedgehog Incorporated, a New Hampshire-based consulting firm specializing in solutions for Android, iPhone, and Microsoft platforms. Jim has over 25 years of software engineering experience, with the past 12 or so heavily focused on mobile device development. After nearly a decade as a Microsoft device application development MVP, Jim now focuses on developing Android and iPhone applications. He's authored over 30 articles on device application development and has developed mobility and smart client curricula for several organizations. As a speaker, you'll find Jim at a number of international conferences, including Microsoft's Professional Developer Conference, Mix, TechEd, and VS Live. Thanks very much, Jim, for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So this new course of yours, Android 4.0 New Features, which is aliased Ice Cream Sandwich. I always love the way Google names their versions. This is kind of a follow-up or successor, I should say, to three other courses that you have in our library. Let me just outline those for our listeners quickly. The first is Android Async Programming and Services. The second is Android Programming with Intents. And then this new course, Android 4.0 New Features. I thought it'd be good to start with kind of your perspective on where Android 4.0 fits in and why developers might want to target this new version of the platform.
Sure. So, you know, what it really comes down to is that, you know, Android 4.0 is really, in many ways, kind of version 2 of Android for phones. Because even though there was an Android 2.0, 2.1, and so forth, really, prior to that, there was only a few thousand people with Android phones. Android 4.0 is really the first release after the general public has been using Android for several years. So it's Google's chance to kind of really come back and say, you know, we had a lot of good assumptions, but we've also seen a lot of good feedback. And so Android 4.0 really kind of readdresses things very differently, particularly in the area of differences between devices. It's kind of an Android 2.x. A lot of the phones were very much the same. Now we see a lot of new form factors, a lot of new features, and Android 4.0 really kind of incorporates those into the platform much more now.
Now, I was sort of curious about how versioning works on Android. It's not something I played with before. If you target 4.0, does that mean your application won't run on devices that are running earlier versions, or can you do it sort of so it works across multiple versions?
You can do it. You have to do it intentionally.
Okay.
One of the key things is the way the Android manifesting system works is that you can set up your target SDK and a minimum SDK. Mm. And what that does is the target SDK kind of guarantees forward compatibility because they know what your assumptions were when you wrote it. But minimum SDK tells them what you're prepared to deal with. So there will be features that if you use them, you won't be able to run below 4.0. But if you program them correctly by checking the version of the platform you're on and loading things as you need to, then you can definitely support both areas or both platforms.
I see. Okay, well, let's talk about some of the new features. In your course, you go through several modules, including Android UI Fragments, Android Action Bar, and Android 4.0 Networking, and the Android 4.0 Calendar API. Do you want to give us a brief summary of each of those features and sort of what they bring to the platform?
Absolutely. So Fragments are really kind of a neat issue in terms of dealing with device differences. One of the things that you may notice if you pay much attention to Android versioning is that it kind of feels like they went from 2.x to 4.x. You know, there was a 3.x in there, but you'll notice that almost nothing runs it. That was because initially they kind of looked at tablets and phones as separate devices. So 2.x was really for phones. 3.x was just for tablets. 4.0 is finally a single platform for both. And what happens with those is that as you start to deal with a phone versus a tablet and kind of a lot of gray area in between there, develop some real UI challenges. How do you deal with that? And so what Fragments allow you to do is instead of building your application in terms of screens or activities, as we call them on Android, is we build it in terms of sections of screens called Fragments. And so what you do is you basically, in much the same way you would use a class inside for your logic to modularize your activity and your logic, Fragments allow you to modularize your user interface and then based on the space available on a screen, you can actually rearrange things so that they fit on wider screens or taller screens, or even split fragments across screens. Fragments are kind of neat in the sense that they allow you to do that modularization, and there's a fair bit of kind of automatic help in the platform to try to figure out how to help you move things around based on the capabilities of the platform. At the same time, it gives you some really good hooks for kind of manually managing that. So I kind of look at them as a way to build your UI so that you can target different devices and only do just enough work to support the differences, as opposed to having to do all the work as we used to have to do.
Interesting. And then the action bar and other features there?
Sure. So the action bar is really kind of cool. It's if I was only going to learn one thing about 4.0, it would be the action bar. It's basically what they've done is that they've taken a whole bunch of user interface concepts, things like tab design, things like wanting to kind of go back a screen, menu management, icons, and they've wrapped them up into this thing called the action bar. It's really kind of your key piece of user interaction for the platform. Neat thing about it is that it's highly, highly adaptive. One of the big changes in 4.0 devices is they've gotten rid of most of the hardware buttons. Kind of in the Android 2.x world, it was kind of, we were promised we'd have these four hardware buttons all the time, back, menu, and so forth. We've kind of gotten rid of those. So the action bar does simple things that if it's running on a device that happens to have a physical menu button, then it relies on that. If it doesn't, it adds a software menu button. If you're on a wide screen, it'll go ahead and put icons in, or it'll take them out if you're on a narrow screen. So it builds a lot of those sort of things in. And then if you kind of go on to networking, one of the things that we're running into is that the networking world in devices is kind of come full circle in some ways, in the sense that, you know, 10, 12 years ago when I started doing mobile programming, we couldn't really rely on a network being there. So we programmed very defensively about that. Then networks became kind of ubiquitous, and so we all assumed they were there. Well, now the cellular providers are starting to charge us and starting to really, you know, throttle down the available networking. So now you can't be sure it's there anymore.
Right.
So what we've done, or what Android's done in 4.0, is provide this ability to figure out how much networking you have. It gives the user the ability to actually turn it off in certain scenarios. So as programmers, we've got to kind of become good citizens and check for things. So we talk a lot about how do you deal with the differences in what the cellular providers are doing to us? How do we deal with the extended control that users now have and make sure we program effectively in that? And that becomes really important when you talk about doing services and background programming. So we talk a lot about those issues. Mm. And then finally, the calendar API. One of the other kind of big areas they've changed things, or I guess we want to say maybe improve things in 4.0, is a lot of platform features that were kind of hard to get to have gotten a lot easier. One of the best examples of that is the calendar. And the reason we talk about the calendar here is that, one, it's one people use a lot, but also it's very representative. So if you kind of understand all the ins and outs of the calendar API, kind of any other platform features you want to get to, like the camera, so forth, you kind of know what you need to know. And it really kind of extends that and brings it forward for you.
Hmm. Awesome. Well, it sounds like a compelling set of new features that are worth diving into if you are targeting those devices. So this is Jim Wilson's new course on Android 4.0 Ice Cream Sandwich, New Features. Thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you, Fritz.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.